good, David. Excellent. Great job. All right. And now we're going to have the Howell Family Singers. The Howell Family Singers. And David, you're part of that as well. You're up again. What child is this? And Sidonia, you need someone to record on your phone? Because Carol would love to. Okay, good. Found an ancient parable that was written in 2025 by the great David. And David is going to give us a parable. So will the mics pick him up from up here? Okay. This is the parable of the Father and the Son.
You don't need to hold it. Okay, so once there was a dad who worked at a train bridge where you need to raise the bridge to let big boats get through. Then one day it was take your son to work day. So the dad showed his son all the gears and stuff. Then a train was coming, so the dad told his son to come with him. But the son sure got stuck in the gears, so now the dad had to make a decision. Either he would save his son and the 1,000 people on the train would die, or if he would save the 1,000 people and his son would die. He chose to save the 1,000 people on the train. So he lowered the bridge for the train to get across, and the 1,000 people didn't know that they were crushing a little boy. The meaning is that God sent his only son, Jesus, to die for us, and there are thousands of people in this world that don't know or don't want to believe that Jesus died for us. And the message is that we need to be the light and tell others about Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, David. Okay, very good. All right. Karis, Silent Night. And now, Karis and the Andreoli family are going to come up. We're going to hear from the Andreoli singers, Carol of the Children.
Angels and shepherds there watch. watch on him keep. Lullaby, he soon will awake, for the oxen are stirring and morning will break. One for the star in the sky over Bethlehem, two for the hands that will rock him to sleep, three for the kings bringing gold, bringing myrrh, bringing incense, four for the angels that watch over his bedside, and one for the heart, one for the heart, one for the heart that I give as my offering to Jesus.
Very good.
Is this all we've got for mics? Is this the setup?
I think that they'll, and apparently this picks up their voice.
Okay.
Psalm 119, verse 1 through 16. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, so forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. But with my whole heart have I sought thee. Yea, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I rejoice in thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy commandments. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Psalm 119, verse 1 through 16.
Very good.
John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where we're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you have known him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, show us the Father? Do not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither knows him nor sees him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you, orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you that I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I am going to my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And I have told you that before it comes, that when it may come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here.
Excellent. Great job, boys. Great job. Mariah is going to play the first Noel. Yes or no? No?
We
did you change that?
We forgot her sheep.
Okay, so we'll wait and see if she comes back. You don't need to do it right now, okay? All right. Okay, very good. So then Harani and Faith are going to do El Shaddai. Teaching the beginner's class and the junior's class. There's only one junior, but she's special. Faith is teaching Kayla, and Ronnie's teaching all the others. They're going to be combined here. I think first start with the beginners, and then Kaylee's going to join in afterwards for the song. So, beginners.
To give you a future and a hope. First Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are a temple of God, and that the
First Samuel 12:21-24. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart.
Look into the Lord, great things he has done for you.
James 5:13-16. Is any among you afflicted?
Let him pray.
Is any among you merry?
Let him sing song.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
I'm trying to
interpret a dream magicians and sorcerers cannot.
Greater is he who's in me
than he who's in the world.
Esther was a Jewish woman who lived in the Persian kingdom during the reign of King Ahasuerus. Many people in the kingdom were worshiping false gods, but Esther knew and trusted the one true God. This God is our God. He has many lovely names in Hebrew. Each name brings him the glory he is due.
Jehovah means God that was, is, and is to come.
El Shaddai means all-sufficient one.
Jehovah Yireh means God, our God sees.
Adonai means word.
El means mighty.
El Elyon means God Most High.
Elchan means God who lives.
Joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start.
we're going to have some dessert in just a few moments here, but we're really proud of you. You were phenomenal. I want to just share one thought from the Bible. It's found in the book of 2 Corinthians, and it says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Your last song, kids, that you sang is one of my favorites. Gone, gone, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. You know, it's very hard for us to forget the sin that we've committed in the past. We feel guilty about it. We wish we hadn't done it. We wish there was a way that somehow it could be taken away. Jesus Christ came into this world. His cousin, John, one day pointed him out and said, "There he is. He's the Lamb of God." And this is what John says. "He can take away the sins of the world." Every one of your sins can be forgiven because he died on the cross. He was serious about sin. We sometimes are very careless about our sin. He was very serious about our sin. He wanted to put away sin, and he had to do that, the Bible says, by the sacrifice of himself. Everyone in the Old Testament, in order to get their sins forgiven, had to willingly bring a sacrifice to God so that God could look at the perfect lamb, the perfect animal, and say, "I accept it. Your sins are forgiven." Each one of us needs to bring a sacrifice to God, and the sacrifice is the perfect Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. We talk about gifts at Christmas. The reason why we talk about gifts at Christmas is because God is a giver of gifts. And the best gift, the greatest gift he got, gave us, was unspeakable. Can't search it out. Can't understand it. It was his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as we heard in David's famous parable, the Father gave his Son to death on the cross so that your sins and my sins could be buried in the deepest part of the sea. And God put it out of his memory. Your sins and iniquities he will remember no more. So the question I have for everyone here in this room, have you received that gift? We once had a neighbor who was upset at her husband, and her husband gave her a gift at her anniversary. And it was a beautifully wrapped package on the table. But because she was so upset, she never opened it. She never looked inside. She never found out what her husband gave her. The gift was right there, but she never received it. She never opened it up. She never took the contents of that gift and made it hers. A lot of people do that with Jesus. You know about Jesus? They think he was a great man. They respect others who serve and follow him. And they honor him, but they don't clothe themselves with Jesus' righteousness. They don't receive his life. And the Lord Jesus tells us he stands at the door of each one's heart and he knocks. Anyone hears his voice and opens the door, Jesus Christ comes in. When Jesus Christ comes in, you become a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things become new. The first thing that happens is your sins are gone, buried in the deepest part of the sea. The next thing that happens is the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. And now you have real power to talk to God, to understand God, and to live a strong Christian life. You must, Jesus said himself, you must be born again. Just because you grew up in a Christian home, just because you go to a Christian church, doesn't make you a Christian. It's if Jesus Christ is within you, and you've accepted his proposal, you've accepted his ring, you said, "I want you to be my Savior and my Lord." And just as this ring joined me to Carol forever as one, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we are joined in union with him. And that is what it means to be saved and to be born again. Our prayer is that all of you here will hear the message that really each one of these kids is teaching us today, that we must be born again, that the gift of God is unspeakable. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to give thanks for dessert.
And we're going to let the kids go up first, because this is your day, all right? This is your day. And you girls have a secret. Keep it a secret, okay?
Yep.
All right? Yep. All right. All right. Let's bow our heads, every head bowed and every eye closed, as we speak to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your unspeakable gift, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that each one of these kids, with their simple, innocent little hearts, with love for you, that they might grow into strong Christian men and women for you, that you would use them in a mighty way to bring revival to their generation for Christ Jesus, the Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would use this moment for us to set the example for them, to be steadfast and unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, we pray that all of us might know for sure that Christ Jesus lives in our heart. And Lord, each one of us would know the joy of having all our sins gone, gone, gone. Lord, we thank you, Lord, now for this dessert that you've blessed us with, and for these wonderful kids, and this season of the year. Bless us, Lord, and use us this year for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You may work your way upstairs there, kids. The desserts are on the table. And save some for the adults.